Ladies and gentlemen, on Fridays, if we don't laugh, we shall cry. That's why we end our busy week with political humorist and satirist, one of the best in America, one of the best in the world. You can find him on AnEveningWithThePresidents.com. The great Bill Melberg, a U of I alum. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, we've had a break in the action with regard to the Republican presidential sweepstakes this week. There weren't any debates on television. There weren't any primaries on Tuesday. And I don't think I've heard a single negative attack ad for the past 7 days.
Well, that's right, Stevie and Diane. The presidential campaign took a bit of a breather this week. But the presidency is still very much on our minds, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, as we get ready to celebrate President's Day on Monday. As you probably know, President Ronald Reagan was born on February 6th. President Abraham Lincoln was born on February 12th. President George Washington was born on February 22nd. And I was born on February 8th.
Hey, 39 years ago.
That's right. That's right. 39 years ago.
Right.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for your bad math and your good manners.
There you go.
In any case, since this is President's Month and since we've had a lull in the presidential campaign, I thought this would be a good day to play another round of Presidential Jeopardy.
Hey, you mean our version of the Jeopardy game show featuring our former presidents as the players?
Exactly. And I think our contestants are waiting in the wings. So, Stevie, if you're ready to host Presidential Jeopardy.
Bill, if they're ready, I'm ready. On with the show.
Presidential Jeopardy! Now entering the studio are today's contestants. A peanut farmer from Plains, Georgia, Jimmy Carter. A naval aviator from Connecticut, George H.W. Bush. A saxophone player from Arkansas, Bill Clinton. And a baseball team owner from Texas, George W. Bush. And here is the host of Presidential Jeopardy, Stevie Jones.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate it. Thank you. No, really, sit down. Sit down. Really, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. And welcome once again to Presidential Jeopardy. First, let's meet our contestants. Jimmy Carter, I'm told that you were once attacked by a killer rabbit in a pond near your home in Georgia. Is that story true?
Yes, it is, Stevie, but the story is too terrible to tell. I was lucky to survive because rabbits can wage very mean attacks on people, just like Mitt Romney.
Wow. That had to be quite an experience. Now let's meet our next contestant, George H.W. Bush, President Bush 41. I understand that you were once a congressman from Texas, our ambassador to China, our ambassador to the United Nations, the director of the CIA, the chairman of the Republican Party, and the vice president of the United States.
That's right, Stevie. Couldn't hold a job.
And now we turn to Bill Clinton. And Mr. President, I know you were a Fulbright scholar.
No, Stevie, I worked for Senator Fulbright, but I was a Rhodes scholar. Now let's get our facts straight, Stevie. I mean, heck, you're the host of this show. If you don't give us the right answers, how are we supposed to ask the right questions?
I stand corrected, sir. And now let's meet our player from Texas, George W. Bush and President Bush 43. I'm told you wanted to be an astronaut when you were a youngster.
Well, that's what my teachers said, Stevie. They kept telling my parents that all I ever did in class was take up space.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Get it? Take up space.
I get it, sir. Our four Jeopardy contestants, and we've added a fourth player this morning to maintain a balance between Democrats and Republicans. And, Mr. Presidents, we're counting on your experience and expertise to make this another exciting game. As usual, in the interest of political correctness, and so as to not embarrass any of you, we won't be keeping score. We're just here to have fun. So, gentlemen, let's play Presidential Jeopardy. Today's categories: presidential candidates, presidential scandals, presidential musicians, presidential quotations, presidential pets, and general presidential. We'll begin with Jimmy Carter. Mr. President, you have the board.
Stevie, I thought you were going to say presidential scoundrels instead of presidential scandals. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll take presidential candidates For $100.
This Ohio senator ran unsuccessfully for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1984. 50 years ago, on February 20 of 62, he made history as the first American to orbit the Earth. Jimmy Carter?
Who is John Glenn?
That's correct, sir. President Carter, you are right, and I might add that Senator Glenn became the oldest person to orbit Earth when he flew aboard the space shuttle in 1998. He was 77 years old at that time. He's now a vigorous 90-year-old, and you still have the board, President Carter.
All right, well, let me see. President quotations. Steve, I'll take presidential musicians for $200, please.
The Missouri Waltz was the president's signature tune. Was this president's signature tune? He enjoyed playing it on the White House piano, and we'll hear it now as played by the University of Missouri Marching Mizzou. President Carter?
Stevie?
Yes, sir?
Who was Richard Nixon?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. President. President Nixon did play the piano, but this was not his signature tune. President Bush, 41.
Stevie, who is Bill Clinton?
No, sir. Bill Clinton plays the saxophone, not the piano. Well, that brings us to President Clinton.
Stevie, who was Warren G. Harding?
No, sir. That's not who we're looking for. President Bush, number 43.
Stevie, can you give us one more clue?
I don't know what more I can tell you. I mean, this president's signature tune was the Missouri Waltz. He played it on the White House piano. I think those are pretty good hints.
Well, how about just one more itty-bitty hint?
All right, President Harry Truman was from Independence, Missouri.
Stevie?
Yes.
Who was Harry Truman?
That is correct, sir. How did you ever guess? How did you ever?
Well, that last clue was a pretty darn good one. Although I almost said, who was Rutherford B. Hayes? But he was from Ohio, not Missouri. So that's why I said Harry Truman.
Well, very good. And the board is yours, President Bush.
All right, let's see. I'll take presidential scandals for $300.
This president had an affair with a 19-year-old White House intern who attended the same school his wife had attended. And you should think about that last part before you respond. President Bush?
Who is Bill Clinton?
No, but let's go to Bill Clinton, Mr. President.
Stevie?
Yes, sir.
Who was John Kennedy?
That is correct, sir. Mm. And that intern, Mimi Alford, just published a book called Once Upon a Secret, My Affair with President John F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, Ms. Alford and Mrs. Kennedy were both graduates of Miss Porter's School, a college prep boarding school for girls in Farmington, Connecticut. Mm. President Bush, number 41, did you want to add something to that?
Yes, I did, Stevie. I just wanted to add that Miss Porter's School was also the alma mater of my mother, Dorothy Walker Bush, and of my daughter, Dorothy Bush Patch. Plus, Miss Porter's School was the alma mater of socialite Gloria Vanderbilt and of Edith Hamilton, who wrote the book on Greek mythology. And if you learned anything about Greek mythology when you're in high school or college, you probably read her book.
Yes, I remember reading about Zeus and Hercules and about Mount Olympus and the Golden Fleece. Well, let's move on to our game. President Clinton, I believe, sir, you have the board.
Thank you, Stevie. And let's see. I will take general presidential for $200, please.
Presidential. Gotcha, President Clinton. He was the last of one dozen commanders-in-chief who had previously attained the rank of general.
Who was General of the Army Dwight David Eisenhower?
Yes, indeed, General Eisenhower. And can anyone name the other 11 generals? President Bush, 43?
Stevie, I believe I can. Let's see. The George Washington, Ulysses S. Grant, Andrew Jackson, William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, his friends called him Zach, James Garfield, Franklin Pierce, Andrew Johnson, Chester Allen Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, and the other one, Rutherford B. Hayes.
Wow, how do you know all that, sir?
Well, Stevie, I'm smarter than a lot of people think.
Well, that was very impressive, Mr. President. You must have been wearing your thinking cap.
I was.
And you'll all need to put on your thinking caps during our short break now, because when we come back, the game will keep rolling along as we play our final Jeopardy round. So take a rest, collect your thoughts, get ready for Final Jeopardy, and stay tuned on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. We are back with Presidential Jeopardy. Our contestants are former presidents Jimmy Carter, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. And gentlemen, it's time for Final Jeopardy. Here's the answer, so get ready to write down the question. He has been named in several recent polls as the worst president ever. Players, you have 30 seconds. Good luck. Pins down, and let's see what you've written down. George H.W. Bush.
Stevie, who is Jimmy Carter?
No, I'm sorry, that's not the answer. Bill Clinton?
Stevie, I wrote, who is Jimmy Carter?
No, it's not Jimmy Carter. George W. Bush?
Stevie, sure it's not Jimmy Carter?
No, it's not.
You said he's the worst president ever. So I wrote it. I put down the same thing. Who is Jimmy Carter?
No, but let's see what Jimmy Carter wrote.
Stevie?
Yes, sir.
Who is Barack Obama?
Yes, he's the man who people recently named as the worst president ever. That's correct.
And I want to thank those people and President Obama for taking the title away from me.
I want to thank Presidents Carter, Bush, Clinton, and Bush for joining us on Presidential Jeopardy. Gentlemen, it's been great. Have a pleasant and wonderful President's Day. Until next time, this is Stevie J. We thank you for listening to Presidential Jeopardy. What a pleasure and what fun it's been, gentlemen. We want to thank you again, as always. Humor's Bill Melberg. Bill.
Presidential Jeopardy. Well, once again, I think you could fill in for Alex Trebek.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, you can do it, Stevie J. So.
I tell you what, maybe Wheel of Fortune will be a little easier. Spin the letters.
And Wheel of Fortune, of course, we bring in Diane on that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Love to be a part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So actually doing that game on radio.
Yeah, well.
You have to see the letters.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell people, I suppose. Well, there's an F up there, and then there's two blanks.
Well, it is a lull in the presidential race, Bill. We've got Rick Santorum certainly surging. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'll have the money and the organization to beat Mitt Romney, because it still looks like Mitt Romney against Barack Obama for the fall.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of attack ads Mitt Romney launches. Yeah. Have you seen Senator Santorum's preemptive strike?
You know, it's those Romney shooting something that mud's smattering everywhere.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a lookalike Romney shooting mud at a cardboard Rick Santorum, and Rick doesn't get any mud on himself, but poor Mitt, the mud-slinging gun backfires and he gets full of mud.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, I think people are kind of tired of those.
I wonder if this will go to the convention. Are they going to find a candidate before we get to conventions, not till August?
Well, Santorum seems to be picking up the Midwestern states. Newt Gingrich could still come back in the southern states. And, you know, it could wind up. No one has enough delegates on the first ballot to win, and that would throw it wide open.
It hasn't happened in a long time. Bill, always a pleasure. You can check out Bill Melberg at AnEveningWithThePresidents.com. Thank you again, Bill.
Oski wow wow, everybody.
I'll talk to you next Friday as we end our busy weeks on a little lighter note. Thank you, Diane.
Hey, enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We'll talk to you Monday morning, President's Day. Thank you for listening to 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM, and have a great weekend.